The Mishnah says on Daf Chafayim Adal, if the person says, "Al kain tzibur yagur achamecha, v'al tevi zachar shemecha," Mishaskin I say, if a person says that the Yerachmim should now go to the kain tzibur, we're Mishasik him, this is something which is not proper thing to say. And the Gemara explains, according to one Madama, that the reason is Mibnei Sha'isa Midas or Shalkadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Be'inon El Xeris. You make it sound like the reason for the mitzvah is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachamim on the animals. That's not really the emes, isn't there? Xeris, it's just a xero of the melech, as Rashi says. It's xeris melech hatalin ulay lo dia shanachnu avada b'shem mitzvaysev. It's for us to show the word the avada mevakadosh baruch hu. It's not to have rachamim on the behemoth, and therefore it's wrong to say al kain tzibur yagur achamecha. So Taisus over here asks a very interesting kasha from the piyut that we say on the Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach. It's a piyut from Reb Lezer Hakalir that we say in the Chazar Sashatz of Shachas Yom Tov Rishon Pesach. So the lashon over there, the piyut is, we say Tzayin lePesach Mishchu v'Shachatu Tzidkai Oisav Esbenai B'Yam Echad Bal Tishchatu. So you should take the Tzayin for Pesach and you should shecht it. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Tzedek, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim is displayed by him telling us Oisav Esbenai Lo Sishchatu B'Yam Echad. So it sounds like the Paitan is saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed his Tzedek, he showed his Rachamim by being mitzvahs, not to shecht Oisav Esbenai B'Yam Echad. So Frek Taisus, that's mamish making the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into rachamim. We're saying the reason for Eisav Esbenai is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tzedek, he had rachamim, he had mercy on the animals. That seems to be connected. But the Gemara says over here that we're not allowed to say that the tam of these mitzvahs is because of rachamim. They're gzeiras hamelech, not because of rachamim. So that's the ahara that Taisus has. And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this kasha, pshat in this piyut that I saw in the Machsa Mefarish. She brings down b'shem the Revolf Heidenheim b'shem the Nachas Yaakov, who says like this. He says, "Batsim, you have to understand what's the hemshech over here in this piyut." It starts off saying tzayin lepesach mishchu b'shachatu. You should take the tzayin for coming Pesach, and then it says tzadkoi aysav esbenay b'yamechad bal tishchatu. Don't shecht aysav esbenay b'yamechad. What does the end of the piyut have to do with the beginning? What does aysav esbenay have to do with taking the tzayin for coming Pesach? And b'chlal, why are we mentioning this iser aysav esbenay in the middle of Shachas on Pesach? Luchai has no Shachas. So he brings down over there B'Shem the Nachas Yaakov to be mazal this up in the Mishnah Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel. The Mishnah over there says that there's four times a year that when the butcher sells a behema, he has to let the customer know that Ima Macharti or Bita Macharti. In other words, there's an Issa of Eisav Esbenai, Lo Sishchatu B'Yam Echad. So normally when a guy buys a behema, we don't know if he's buying it necessarily for Shechita. You don't have to assume that he's going to shecht it, and you don't have to assume that there's going to be a problem with Eisav Esbenai. But if there's four times a year where everyone is buying a lot of meat and they're buying it to eat it, it's mistaber that he's going to shecht it. So therefore, you have to let him know. If you happen to have sold the mother or the daughter, you let him know, so you should not get into this iser of Eisav Esbenai. One of the times when you have to do that is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, people buy a lot of animals and want to make sure to eat the Pesach ala saiva. And therefore, that's one of the days when you have to let a customer know that you should know I sold the mother or the daughter, and therefore make sure not to shecht Eisav Esbenai B'Yam Echad. So that's how he's mazur the piyut over here. That's the hemshech. Tzayin lePesach Mishchu v'Shachatu. You have to go buy tzayin for your carbon Pesach, and you have to buy a lot of behemoths. It should be nachal ala saiva. But at the same time, or because of that sadku, you have to make sure to be machers. You should announce Eisav Esbenai B'Yam Echad Bal Tishchatu. Make sure to announce. Make sure to be a tzaddik in this mitzvah. Make sure to be righteous in this inyan that you should not be over in the iser of Eisav Esbenai because of what you did, because you bought the behemoth for the carbon Pesach. And that is the hemshech of the piyut, and that's why it has to do with Pesach, that because you're buying these behemoths for carbon Pesach, make sure not to be over on this iser of Eisav Esbenai, which is mamish what the Mishnah Chulin over there in Daf Pei Gimel is saying. And that's how he's mazur pshat in the piyut. So if that's pshat in the piyut, then obviously Taisus kasha wouldn't be shver. There's nothing to do with saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah v'Eisav Esbenai because of his tzedek, because of his rachamim, but rather this is telling the butcher, telling the that this is halacha, they have to be machers, that I sold ima macharti bita macharti, in order that you shouldn't be over on the iser of Eisav Esbenai b'yam echad. So lefi that, l'chare, the kasha of Taisus would be miyoshev. And it's Muzber why we mention over here on Pesach, why we mention it on Pesach. What bothered me a little bit is that why is this on the second day of Pesach? It's more, it would be more matim to be on the first day of Pesach, which is near the time of the Shechita, the time of Neida al-Saiva. Why say this on the second day of Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach? And I think that the Pshat could be like this. If you look in Taisus quotes his Piyot B'Shem HaKalir, Lezer HaKalir, and he says, "Mashi Yasad Akalir b'Kedushasay Shana Oymim Yom Beshal Pesach." This is the period of Elazar Kalir that we say in the second day of Pesach. Now the Chenem over here bothered with the Kasha, the Marzchias, and perhaps Rabbi Kibeger is being meramis to this. That Taisus and Chagiga And Daf Gimel says famously that Rabbi Zachariah was a Tana. He lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time that they're Mekadosh al Pi Re'iyah. So in his days, there was only one day Yantav, not 2 days Yantav. And he never made any piyutim for the second day of Yantav because there was no second day Yantav in his days. So that there, Achanim Rabbah, that seems to be a steer to what Taisa says over here. Taisa says over here that Rabbi Zachariah made a piyut for the second day of Yantav of this Tzidku Eisav Es Benai. If you what he says in Chagiga, he didn't make any piyutim for the second day of Yantav. So the so that's the kasha they asked. The chida over here in the Pesach Hanayim, he answers the kasha. He says it's not shver. He has a big yisai that Lezer HaKalir was mechaber many piyutim, and he made them all for the first day of Yom Tov. But we afterwards we try to be misadret and we arrange it differently, and we take some of his piyutim from the first day of Yom Tov and we say it on the second day of Yom Tov. And he says Avada Lezer HaKalir made this piyut for the first day of Yom Tov, but we inserted it. We say it on the second day of Yom Tov, and he says it's a meduik in Taisus because Taisus lashon is al mashi yasad HaKalir b'kedushas she'anu aymrim b'yom beishal Pesach. He says that the Kalir made it in his Kedusha for the first day, but Anu Aymrim, we said on the second day of Yom Tov, but Avada, he was a Miyasid on the second day because he did not make any Piyutim for the second day. So Lefi, that comes out that the Kalir Taka did make this for the first day, which would be more Mestaber because that is the day which is carved to the time of the Shechitas HaPesachim when they're eating the Basar, but we, for whatever technical reason, switched it to the second day. We say a different one on the first day, so Lefi, that pshat would make sense why we say it on the second day, but the Kalir Taka made it for the first day. And the Fidat Hezber, that would be a Yishuv Taisus's Kasha, that this has nothing to do with making the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Rachamim, but saying a whole different din, a technical din, Lagabe, the Isser of Shechitas Oisav Es Pnei B'Yam Echad, that could come up on Erev Pesach.